Hi guys, welcome back to X's and O's, a podcast where we talk about queer relationships and sex. I'm your host, Shannon Beveridge. Should I turn the light on in the back? Does that do anything for everyone? This was bound to happen eventually, just based off of my experience with posting online and knowing myself. And the thing that's bound to happen is that I want to disappear. I do not want to be filming this right now. I do not want to talk, and I don't want anyone to know anything that I'm feeling, anything that I'm thinking. I like literally want to disappear, and it's an experience I've had always with social media, and it's like something that ebbs and flows, and most times it's like a situational thing or like something triggers it and I'm like whoa. Sometimes it's just like general mental health stuff or like general life stuff and not so specific. I knew that this would happen eventually with this podcast, especially since I'm posting regularly for the first time. It took 8 weeks, but finally I really don't want to be doing this right now today. That's not the reality, and I also know that I'm so privileged that this is my job and this is something I get to do and that I have this platform, and I'm not going to take it for granted. So I am here. Here I am. Hi. But how do I talk about this week? I am a very avoidant person, and the thing that I avoid most has got to be myself and my feelings. I'm going on month 4 of my breakup, and I think I wanted to pretend I was much further along in that process than I was. I think you can hear my laundry. I'm gonna go pause it. I feel bad because sorry for being a Debbie Downer. This actual episode of this podcast is way more lighthearted and fun, and my guests are so hilarious, and I'm so glad that they came. The way that this is recorded, that was recorded like a week ago. And this is recording like the day before the podcast comes out. So it's much more current event. Whenever you're watching me at the very beginning, it's like, this is what's currently happening. But I'm also not going to like sugarcoat things and pretend like I'm in a good mood when I'm not in a good mood, or like that things are good when they're not good. And things feel bad right now. Today, things feel bad. This week feels bad. And it's my own fault. So don't feel bad for me. I'm just going to keep the beginning of these podcasts honest. And I feel like the mental health check-in that has started and like wasn't necessarily the plan, but is become, I think, something I probably will keep doing forever, is on track. Like I should be talking about this. You know, when you're running and your feet get out from underneath you and then you like have to keep running, but you're trying to get your feet underneath you, but they just get further and further behind you, and then you are eventually going to fall. That's kind of how all of January felt for me. I was losing some self-control, and it was like only a matter of time before everything imploded, and then, you know, things imploded. And I watched this TikTok today of this girl being like, I'm the type of person who needs like everything to go wrong and everything to fall apart for me to actually be like, whoa, fix these things. And I guess I'm kind of like that too. The problem is, usually my decision-making only hurts myself, and I'm all for hurting myself, which is not good. This is not a positive thing. It's something I need to work on in general, but in general, I usually am like, whatever, if I'm only hurting myself, it's fine. When I hurt other people's feelings, it is no longer fun. It is like so not fine. Yeah, I've just made some decisions that have hurt other people, and that is not cool. It feels so like disruptive in your body when you like make decisions that you know aren't things that you would and do stand by. Because of that, I'm going into February with a very different mindset. And I'm also doing like a dry February. I'm not going to drink. You've heard of dry January. Ever heard of dry February? You're looking at it. So I'm going to not drink. Honestly, if I could lock myself in my room and give myself jail time in here, I would. Because I just want to like, I want everything to slow down and settle. I think I was like moving at like a million miles per hour, and now I'm like, please slow down. And my body is also like, please slow down. I had therapy on Monday, and I was explaining like some of the ways that I feel like physically when I'm anxious. And my therapist was like, yeah, you know, you're like describing a panic attack. And I'm like, yeah, but it's like the panic stays. There's no attack. It's like steady all the time. This podcast is so complicated to talk about like relationships and sex and also be really respectful of, you know, people in real life. and without also being like so vague. So I'm not trying to be so vague, but all you really need to know is I have made mistakes and I've hurt people's feelings, and I am human. I'm trying to give myself some grace, but at the same time, I'm also trying to assess and change and not continue to make the same mistakes, make different, change my patterns. Please, God, change your pattern, Shannon. Anyway, I'm really excited for this episode. I hope you guys like it. They are so funny. Rachel and Mackenzie are so funny. If you don't watch their podcast, you should check out their podcast. If you haven't seen the episodes I was on with them, maybe check them out right after this one or before it, whatever works for you. I think we talk about some things like callbacks to that in this episode. So if there's something you hear and you're like, wait, that was interesting, I want to know more, go listen to their podcast. There were two that I did with them. Here's to a better February, manifesting for all of you and myself. Cool.
I love that you lit a candle and put on music and made us go sit right on your bed. I think that's the way to podcast.
Can y'all talk in your mics? Check, check. I'm going to be right around here.
And here I am. Check, check. 1, 2.
Okay, professional.
It's giving news anchor.
Okay. Here, let me know if you need more room too. I can literally be...
You guys want to cuddle?
Within Mackenzie. Yeah, whatever you need, I can do it.
No.
Now, do you go to camera?
I don't. I usually talk like to this, but it kind of the same as y'all's, I feel.
Yeah.
Right? Like a mix of all of the above. Okay, let me start.
Wait, do you have an intro song? Do you have a theme song?
Yeah.
So this is so fun.
Okay.
Stressful.
Okay, hi guys. My name is Shannon Beveridge. Welcome to X's and O's, a podcast where we talk about queer relationships and sex. And today I have the amazing podcasters, Two Dykes and a Mic. I don't know how to like intro you guys as like a unit.
That was really good.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Rachel and Mackenzie, they're also hilarious and comedians, and you should click their links when they sell tickets to their shows.
Yes. Wait, that's exactly.
Yeah. You should go watch them be comedians and listen to their podcast. I was on their podcast. I also did their live podcast, so you may have seen them. And then obviously I need to have them on my podcast. And this is my first episode ever with two people that aren't me. Yeah.
Have you ever had two people simultaneously in your bed?
No.
Wow.
I mean, for like hanging.
Right.
I've never had a threesome.
Wow.
That's breaking news.
Starting strong.
Yeah.
I'm always going to start way too strong.
Have you guys had a threesome?
No, but people kept asking me. There was a, I feel like I had a season where that's what everyone was like really titillated by.
Yeah.
And then because everyone wanted it so much, it kind of turned me off to it. I was like, can we not... Again with this,
it seems like a lot of vagina.
It's too many hands.
Well, I feel
too
like
much.
Okay, too much
too
vagina,
hands.
Too much hands. I'm like too many legs. I'm sorry. Where do I put my heart in this situation?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a Cancer sign, and
we want the emotion.
I feel
really
like
cute.
There's too many. You know where there's like fads in sex?
Yeah.
Where people? Do you remember everyone was like?
Well, it's choking.
Okay, yeah,
like
choking
spitting.
Was huge.
Yeah, choking was big,
and then spitting was a major one.
Yeah.
And
what
then
is
threesomes?
It right now?
I don't know what it
yeah,
is
what
right now.
What are squirting?
Yeah,
so, okay,
hey, Shannon, we said don't talk about squirting.
We specifically said we can't stop talking about squirting, and here we are.
It started right at the beginning.
I'm
I feel like it is that right now.
Do you think it's squirting right now?
In 2024, it is giving squirt.
I feel like we're in a big poly phase.
Mm-hmm. We are in a fucking poly phase.
Right?
Openness mm-hmm. is like all the rage.
Yeah, everyone, wherever I go, everyone asks if I'm open.
I'll be like, where is your girlfriend right now? And they're like, she's fucking somebody.
Yeah, everyone's open.
On a date.
Yeah,
people
literally.
Also,
out.
People assume that I'm open. And what's interesting is I'm not open. I'm just annoying.
Yeah.
And
is,
so people think that that's.
You can get those confused.
It's
easily.
A very
yeah.
similar
yeah,
energy.
Very, yeah. Wait, would you guys ever be open?
I'm open to being open when I'm like much older.
I'm open to being open. Yeah, I feel like when I'm 60.
That and we've talked about right. this. I feel like I'm gonna have like a sex renaissance when I'm
45.
I'm like 55.
Oh,
because I'm gonna be married.
Mm-hmm.
But every time we talk about long term stuff, I always tell Nazara, I'm like, or whoever she is, my You're, angel,
who's anonymous.
I tell her, I'm like, I can't. Who knows if I can't rule out needing to go to a sex party later in my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I believe in like forever monogamy.
Yeah.
Like it sounds scary, but maybe I do.
Yeah.
But I don't know because I'm not in a relationship now too. So I don't even know who my future partner is exactly. So
well, what's
it's
fun
like,
is you can always change too.
Yeah. That's what I feel like is way more. I didn't realize being in a long-term relationship is basically saying I want to grow with you forever. Mm-hmm. So it always is changing. I feel like that's what I've been learning is like I kind of always thought when you found somebody, you get into a rhythm and you enjoy it. But really what it is like there is no rhythm. It's chaos. It's love chaos at all times and like buckle up. And then you're saying however this ride goes, I think it's going to be with you.
Yeah.
So who knows?
I think that's nice to go into a relationship realizing that you can be malleable with that person.
Yes.
Yeah. And just always ever changing. That's really sweet.
Sorry.
Should I leave?
I mean, no. 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 We prefer it if you stayed.
So you guys are both in relationships. You just got married.
Just got married.
And
yes.
You just got engaged.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy that you're on like the same trajectory.
Always. Shannon, from the day we met.
That's crazy.
It's freaky. We both have the same tattoo. We're both born in a
like
week
a
apart.
A few days apart.
A week apart?
Yeah.
Are you the same sign?
Yes.
Yeah. Crazy.
We also have the almost exact same chart through and through.
Are you the exact same age?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm older by a few days, which shocks
everyone.
One whole week. And we live in the same, like, stone's throw of each other. We moved to LA in the same month of the same year.
Yeah.
You our kind of are, like, soulmates.
Every once in a while. I'm so glad you said that. I believe that. Every once in a while, I think to myself, did I make up Mackenzie in my mind? Can you see her?
Yeah,
Am I real?
See her. Yes.
Which one's fake?
No, we think about it all the time where I'm like, do I turn off when Rachel leaves? Do I actually just like go in a corner and shut down?
No, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But you guys never liked each other.
No.
No, I'm not attracted
to blondes.
To blondes.
You're not.
I mean, I don't
want to
like blanket statement, but I feel like actually what is kind of beautiful, when I met Mackenzie, I was in the phase of my life where I was like, I didn't know a lot of queer people growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So when I met, I was at a phase where if anyone around me was gay, I thought it was my duty to have sex with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like I'm still there.
I'm kidding. You know what I'm talking about.
No, you're not.
You know what I'm talking about. I just didn't know any, and I just was like, I was really worried about never meeting any other queer people. So when Mackenzie.
You thought I was trying to hook up with you immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, I'm gay.
And I was like, got it. You want to fuck?
Got it. So we're in love?
Yeah.
Right.
No. Question mark.
But
I'm all business.
All business. And I think it actually really opened up to my kind of world of how important and beautiful queer friendship is.
Yeah.
Where you don't fuck all of your friends. I think Mackenzie's maybe my only friend I haven't had sex with.
Good job.
Thank
How
you.
How beautiful is that?
That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I tried for a second.
No, you didn't. Because I've seen you try with people.
I'm a straight shooter.
Yeah. If you tried with me, like, I would have known.
Yeah. I
it would have been obvious.
Yeah.
It would have been pretty obvious.
I was in a closeted friend thing for a while. So then when I got out of the closet, I was like, no more of that.
No.
I'm straight shooting.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've never had sex with each other.
Mm-mm.
We've kissed twice, and each time worse than the last.
It's no lip.
No lips.
All teeth.
Yeah.
I like had to immediately look at y'all's lips.
And what lips?
I'm like picturing you kissing. I'm like,
we're lipless lesbians.
It's just two teeth bonking.
No, we kissed because you had done, it's both of the times you did specials, like comedy specials.
Got it.
Gave her like a peck. Mm-hmm. It was a peck.
She brought me flowers. We kissed.
It's special.
Yeah. It was a friend kiss.
It's probably nice. Yeah, it's good
I'm
that
a big
you guys
kisser.
Probably haven't had sex since you worked together.
That
all
would be
the
insane.
Time.
HR.
Constantly. Yeah.
Who HR is huge. It is
I'm
us.
HR.
Like, it is us still.
It sucks to be your own boss sometimes in those ways. No one's making the rules except for you.
Us.
Yeah, it's chaos. Yes.
Wait, have you ever hooked up with somebody you worked with?
No, I've never. Well, have I ever had a job?
Right.
Have
not
you?
Sure.
Oh my God.
I mean, yeah, I had jobs. I worked like in, I was like a bartender and stuff. But as soon as I graduated college, I went straight influencer.
Wow.
Lesbians really do hook up with like everyone.
Yes.
Like all of their friends.
Yeah, culturally.
But I never did that because I've always had a girlfriend. I think that's why I've gotten away with like being safe zone. I kind of miss having a girlfriend because I like had rules to live by and
oh
I like
God.
Want them back.
Oh God. Shannon,
you
have
need
no,
boundaries.
Do you have no
yes.
boundaries?
I don't know how to make them for myself. Clearly, I'm like, oh my God, give me another girlfriend. No.
I think you're right, though. Like, I think lesbians do, like, I think more than other communities, we will have sex with our friends first and then be like there are so many friend groups that it's like, oh right, we did used to sleep together, and like it is more like, I feel like it's less weird.
I feel like queer community in general, like gay men, same thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's just like,
but then I feel like I'm sleeping platonically with somebody.
Yeah,
and what's the point of that? That's not fun.
Are you guys good at casual dating?
We did say we're cancers. Yeah. So we're cancers. No. Do you mean casually dating for a year or two? Maybe.
That's a long. Yeah. I feel like I definitely.
You're not. I'm going to answer for you. I was
trying really hard to. I would get out of like a long relationship and then I would try to date.
Mm-hmm.
And I would try to do that thing where I was like, I'm hitting the pavement.
Mm-hmm.
And I would then, I think, immediately find myself in a relationship again.
Yeah.
Where I'd be like, that's not perfect.
She's not perfect for me.
But I also, I have so many crushes, and I think like I have that thing where I'll be absolutely enthralled and deeply fascinated with women.
Yeah.
The way where you're like, I'm writing poetry. I'm seeing their sweatshirt when I close my eyes. I'm smelling their perfume.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's not casual, huh?
No, dude. Nothing you've ever done is cash.
No, I'm pretty intense.
Yeah.
What about you? Did you ever keep it cash?
Absolutely not. And if I did, they wouldn't let me.
Yeah.
Or I always, and I, this happened a lot, I would either go on like so many dates with somebody, or I would only get two and they would be like, pass.
Yeah.
So that happened a lot.
I feel like people have been, they'll write into Two Dykes and a Mic. We have mm-hmm. this Ask a Dyke segment. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's a lull right now in app dating where apps are not leading to more dates. Like the people are getting stuck on the apps.
Yeah. I think I've been hearing a lot of people are going now back to IRL dating.
Yeah.
Like and meeting up with people.
That's the only way I've ever dated.
Really?
IRL. Yeah.
That's hot though.
Shannon, that does track. That feels right for you.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. I like don't want to date a random person.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But I guess like
that's how you fuck your friends.
Is Instagram a dating app? For
yeah.
me.
Yeah, for you for it sure. is. That makes
for
sense.
For anyone. I feel like for lesbians in general. I keep getting asks about that too. About like dating apps not working. I'm
They're
like
not.
Go on Instagram.
Find people and slide in their DMs.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Do you click on your like Discover page?
Yeah, how are you finding them?
No.
My
Discover page is like skin rashes. Like I don't even know like what happened.
Excuse me?
I swear to God. My Discover page is skin rashes.
It's like skin rashes, tattoos, and Ariana Grande.
Incredible.
It's my whole explore.
What's your explore page?
It's, you know, it's pugs.
Yeah.
It's all pugs and vegan food.
That's incredible.
And I would prefer that over mine.
But that's a married woman's Instagram explore page.
For sure.
What's yours?
Mine's just... I set up the vibrator.
I set up that phone thing, so I keep getting calls from people.
You have to tell Shannon what your mom found under your pillow.
I had my family stay with me last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And Nazara and I, for Christmas, my fiance, for Christmas, we always do like Santa gifts, but the Santa gifts are sex toys.
Got it.
And she was hiding a gift that she bought me in our guest bedroom under the pillow. And my family was staying in that guest bedroom. And then they woke up and my mom brought out bondage rope and was like, hey, this is under the pillow. I said, did you wake up on my...
She my also had rope. Slept on it.
She's yeah.
like, all night.
She slept
all
on
night.
It. And she, honestly, she was like, that was the best night's sleep I got.
But wait, this is what I thought after. I was like, okay, you know how when you buy a pack of tarot cards, they're like, you should sleep on it. To get like your energy. Like energy in it. Now your sex rope has your mom's energy.
Obviously, are you gonna I'm keep not it? Gonna use it.
You can't. You couldn't possibly.
No, I took a picture of it to like send to our editor, but I'm gonna have to just, I don't know, gift it to a friend. What do I do with this rope?
You should have brought it. Pull it out right now. Shannon, I got you this.
I should have brought it for you.
Wait. Could she tell that it was sexual? Like, like what did it look
it literally
like?
It said bondage on it because it's like Japanese bondage rope.
And that's that so nice.
Is yeah, because so nice. I wish that it was like, what's this? Like and it's like just loose rope, because then it could have been like, oh, we were like bungee jump practicing.
You're so bad on the spot.
I know, I'm such a bad liar. The fact that it literally just said bondage,
like, sex, tie your partner up, rope.
Fuck, I know, but she's a good line dancer, and that was fun.
But you found so many of your parents' sex toys.
Throughout my whole life, I have found their sex toys all the time. Yeah. And we share an Amazon account.
That's, no.
I'm scared.
Yeah. You can't do that.
I don't think, are we buying sex toys on Amazon?
No. My parents are.
You shouldn't.
Jeff doesn't need to be involved in my sex life.
Yeah, that's smart.
Also, splurge.
Yeah, like splurge. Get nice ones.
Get good stuff.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, if it's going in you or on you, and no, you buy your shit.
Agreed. Do you guys feel like you are secure with your partners? Because you're
married. Yeah. I feel very secure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could not see her for like a week and I'd be like, we're still so fucking close.
Yeah. I was just talking to a friend recently who's married and she was telling me that like the second that they became married, a lot of her anxiety went away. Mm-hmm. And she was like a really anxious, attached person. And then she was like, this commitment is real and we're good now.
Yeah. Well, we were just talking about that because you're engaged. And I feel like the engagement period for me was I was having so much anxiety. Mm. But it was kind of about what we were talking about earlier with the... when you think you have to be in a closed for the rest of your life, mm-hmm. and that there's no chance of like any type of, malleableness mm-hmm. within the relationship.
Yeah. I feel like when you were describing different attachment styles, I could identify certain people bring out certain things within me. Mm-hmm. But then once I was with who I'm engaged to now,
what's her name?
Do you not say her name?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
She does all
the
time.
No, I do. Her name's Nazara. She's everywhere.
like, I feel like your relationship is...
it's there.
We can see it.
Oh, right. You can see it. She's the hottie in my pictures. Mm-hmm. I've been way more secure with her. And there's so many different factors. Mm-hmm. I got older. I got sober. Mm-hmm. And we had a much longer courting period than I have in the past. Mm-hmm. Typically, I'll get into a relationship and very quickly they want me to be monogamous and to be their girlfriend and to like close everything up like really quickly. With Nazara, things moved way at a pace that I was like not being pushed so everything else kind of naturally became more comfortable. Mm-hmm. So with Nazara, I feel like I am more, I know exactly where she's at like emotionally with mm-hmm. me, so I have felt more secure in that. But I know in the past I've had other feelings, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's almost like you found your person.
Yeah, for sure. Well, for sure. Yeah, that's nice. But it's fun because it does change. Like, yeah. I think Nazara's a great person for me, but I also did a lot of, like, time on my own before I met her. So it was, like, a lot of different things that happened at once.
Yeah.
Like, if I were to meet Nazara at a different time in my life, like, would it have ended up this way? Like, I probably would have been a drunk
absolutely
piece of shit.
Not. Yeah.
So, like, it's also timing, I think.
Divine.
Divine.
It's divine.
Divine.
It's meant to be.
Yeah. You guys are really cute.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we talk about lesbian weddings?
Of course.
We have to.
We must.
That's why we were here.
It is something I have a lot. I think I have a lot of anxiety around. First of all, I'm single. So what am I anxious about? But my whole life, I've been like anxious about how I envision my wedding.
Mm.
And like, I think it's obviously probably internalized homophobia. One.
Big time.
And two, just like heteronormativity. Mm-hmm. Two, yeah, like what does it look like? Who's walking down the aisle first? Like,
are we
walking with our dads? Are there boys and girls? I don't know. I can't see it. I can't fucking see it. But maybe because I've not met the right person to marry. But like, I can't see it. I'm like, it makes me so anxious to even think about it.
We're lesbians. Or queer women in general have not even thought about what it would look like.
I don't see it. I cannot picture it.
That's me. I have not pictured it once.
Well, you're engaged.
No. Well, I never once thought I would be married. I didn't want to be married. I didn't see myself as a married person.
I thought you said you wanted to be rollerblading down the aisle.
Oh, yeah.
With tails. Literally a tuxedo with gigantic tails.
I'm like, Nazara better not listen to this. I'm literally getting a suit
with tails.
Made a tuxedo with tails.
Wait.
Okay. I want to be flowing down the aisle. People are going to be like... is that they, them, going for a world record?
Yeah. But you also wanted your exes there to kind of send you off.
Every one of my exes is invited to the wedding. They have to stand up and read a toast to me and Nazara.
Yeah.
And
you
had
goals.
Yeah.
You've got goals.
But those are
like,
only...
it seems like you're seeing a lot more than I see.
That's only come after I realized I was going to get married.
Yeah.
But before that, I hadn't envisioned it at all.
Mm-hmm.
I
think you should go big.
For sure. I want to ride on a horse.
Yeah. I think it has to be loud and like nothing traditional.
Yeah. What about you? Did you ever think about it before you did it?
Never.
Yeah.
Literally never. And I wanted to, as you know, I told you, I wanted to be in a hole, like a literal dirt hole. If that was my ideal wedding. It's like no one's looking at me. I'm kind of by myself in this hole, kind of saying my vows, at shouting it out to my wife.
Yeah. Like, you're Kimmy Schmidt bunker style.
Yes. Honestly, that would be perfect.
But you're a comedian and you're like on stage and you...
I'm so shy when it comes to like stuff like
actual,
that.
Actual like personal...
I think that there's like a misconception too of like, we're comedians and also like, I'm also very outgoing. People expect me to have like a 200 person wedding and we are planning for like 9.
Yeah.
Like,
I
tiny.
Had under 10 at mine.
That's the way to
wow.
do it.
Wow.
We like eloped.
Got it.
Because I don't want anybody looking at me.
Yeah.
Fair.
Period. Hysterical.
If I could be in a hole, that would be great.
just bury me here.
Yeah.
And you and your wife both wore dresses, right?
We did wear dresses. There was one point where I was like, maybe I would do a pantsuit or something, but then they just didn't look right. And I didn't have time to get like a stylist or somebody, to like make me one. Mm-hmm. So I did just go with like a pretty traditional dress. But I will say when I went dress shopping, it was like very hetero.
Yeah.
Like it was yeah. awful. I loved having my family there, but I fully broke out in hives. Because I was like so, I do think I don't like when people look at me, but it felt like so much pressure. And you're on like almost like a little wedding cake.
Yeah,
you're showing
we, like,
everybody
stand
like
on the little thing.
Look what I look like, you know. And it felt like the anxiety I got in high school when I was like faking being straight.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah,
to me, but it also makes me so sad.
It was sad, and yeah. I picked a dress I think because I was so nervous that day, mm-hmm. and like the pressure of like. They all want you to find a dress today. You know, your family's like, today's the day. So I picked a dress, but I think if I had more time or somebody that could have told me this, I would have done something differently.
Okay, well, you looked beautiful.
Thank you.
Looked at the pictures because
I'm literally bawling. I'm wailing.
The smoke show.
Literally, you looked so beautiful. Like, I think the thing too with the dresses, it's like, how do you compliment y'all's complimented each other's. Well, I feel
we're so different.
Yeah,
that we would have never picked the same thing. Like I'm very
yeah,
classic.
But did you talk about it?
No.
Were you like, what dress are you wearing? Mm. Like, should we have like the same material?
No.
Like,
I never thought because she's such a Jersey girl.
Mm.
Like, she used to get like hot Miami style. Like, she was. I was like, she's gonna go big, or
yeah.
like I was like, it's either gonna be a Cinderella huge dress
mm-hmm.
or something like that, where it was like lacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you're gonna wear a suit?
I'm gonna wear a suit for sure. Nazar's gonna wear a dress, and I have no idea what she's gonna wear, and she has no idea what I'm gonna wear. But I'm like, my fear is that it's gonna be the wrong color. But I don't really fucking care because like,
you shouldn't.
I want her to wear exactly what she wants to wear.
Yeah.
And she knows that I'm gonna look like a big gay clown no matter what because I want to go big.
Yeah.
But my mom gave me her dress, so I'm gonna use the materials from her dress to make parts of the suit.
Okay,
which is
gonna cry.
That's so cute.
That's so cute.
Are you the only?
My sister used a part of my mom's wedding
hat. My mom wore a hat too.
Okay, why did moms?
It's the 80s. There was something going on with the hats.
It's 80s, 90s. Yeah,
they loved it.
My mom, I think, was like a cowboy hat. And my,
excuse
I know I'm from
me?
Texas, but my mom's from Pennsylvania. So
I literally think
no
that's
point.
Probably why you're gay.
Yeah,
because
you're
so
of the right. For sure.
Do you think if your mom wore a hat at her wedding,
you're
her
gay?
That makes
it
sense.
All tracks.
Tracks.
Tracking.
Oh.
Anyone?
You guys comment below.
Did your mom wear a hat?
But yeah, I'll wear like a tuxedo and I'm going to look like very particular.
What color?
White. Crisp. Silk. White. White.
Like a cropped. Virgin that you are.
Like a virgin. Exactly. You know me.
Yeah, I know
waiting
you.
Waiting till marriage. And I wonder, I don't know what Nazar is going to do, but she'll wear a dress and then, but it's so weird. Like when I came out, I was like in a religious house and the huge point of contention that lasted for like 6 years was that my dad would not come to a wedding if I married a woman. So all of that, this is what I find to be like the most, like what kind of a wedding you have if you're gay, like whatever, two suits, two dresses, like the hardest part that I've noticed the difference is like when you are queer and you decide to get married, that's when we basically, Nazara and I, and you guys, that's when your family literally has to be like, we have to go through and like, okay, who is actually a bigot now? Like, who's going to show up and who's going to be an issue?
Mm-hmm.
Because like, I think sometimes when you come out, there are people in my family that I think still were like, this is probably a phase that she'll hopefully grow out of. Or they still, there's like certain people in your family that still just hope that you will still end up with a man and have kids.
Yeah.
And when you'd get married, there are some people in your family that will have to face the fact that like, wow, you're really
you're
gay.
You're really gay.
Yeah.
Or
they didn't notice
people,
after your haircut.
No, literally. I'm like, what does it take? There's a mullet.
even before the haircut.
Honestly, they
shorts.
Cried at the mullet.
Yeah.
The Bermuda shorts.
Yeah. But I have to say, though, I had a lot of people that surprised me where I thought that they would be huge bigots and then they weren't.
That's
so
sweet.
You might get more of those than you think.
Yeah, actually.
People do surprise you.
Yeah. People sure. surprise me. I have been getting that from my family where I'm like, mm-hmm. wow, this, especially since, like, I know all of us came out, like, quite, like, a long time ago.
I'm still coming out. I come out every day.
No, but for real, don't we?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Now that I cut my hair, I'm coming out less. Yes. I'm coming out less
good.
And less.
Isn't
I'm
that
like,
nice?
Just this tiny haircut, that's all you guys needed yeah. to know I'm gay, okay?
Oh my God.
I might keep it like this forever now.
Recently, a good friend, close, who was like, I thought you married a man.
Close. Literally so close.
Literally?
What? 2 days
to the wife?
Has met what? My wife. Has met my wife. Was like, I thought you married a man named Eric.
He literally is like, I thought his name was Eric.
It was so upsetting.
I'm upset.
Yeah. So I'm like, maybe I need a cut. Maybe I need a trim.
Yeah, it's time. I'd love to see you bald.
You me. Know?
I'd love to see you fully Tilda Swinton
That's
bald.
The thing. I'll get Tilda every day.
That's her it number sucks. One comment.
Really? Yeah. Tilda.
Okay.
No.
I heard it in your voice. You said, okay, I see it. You said, I see it.
There was a part of me.
You immediately were like,
no.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that's who I was thinking of. Dude. No, but, okay, no.
No way.
That's an old Tilda Swinton.
I'm dead. Oh, my God. Okay, we got so sidetracked.
Wait, tell us about your possible wedding. Like, have you thought about your wedding? And would you wear a dress?
Dress?
Great question. That's the only thing I can, like, picture. And the only thing I've always been consistent on is... I think whenever I get married, I want to hire like I need to have enough money for this.
For real.
This is a dream. But yeah. I would want to hire a designer to design my wife's dress, my fiance's dress, and then use the same materials to design whatever I want to wear, which I don't know exactly. Mm-hmm. I don't want to wear a suit. Like, I don't think I want to be in a blazer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I want to wear something that's also, I want to wear pants. There will be pants involved.
There will be
it's
pants.
It's just like, what is the
That's
top?
A jumpsuit.
Yeah.
You could do like a cami, like a something that has something, straps, yeah. but then pants.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I saw I myself like in.
Lesbians yeah. are bringing back the vest.
No.
The formal sleeveless
No, they're not. No,
vest.
No. Barry Keoghan is bringing back the vest.
Oh, right.
Literally, I just was talking to someone about this.
He's like the little,
he's dressed like a little lesbian.
Yes. Yeah.
Like,
is that supposed to do that?
Just Rapinoe?
Oh, is that supposed to be right? Imagine these guys.
Like, let me just check everything. No, it's good. Why do I never know how to say her name? Rapinoe. Like, he dresses like Rapinoe.
Yes, for sure.
They are the same.
He dresses like Rachel, circa 2007.
For real.
I know. Do we like it? I don't want to bring back. I did just wear a vest at my sister's wedding last year, though.
I like it.
But
Sorry,
I don't.
I'm shitting on the vest.
No. I don't. But I don't want to wear that to my own wedding. I want it to be more special.
Did mm-hmm. you have arms out?
Arms were out.
That's wow. hot.
Do you want to see a picture?
Yes, yeah. so badly.
Rachel's already looking at it on her phone.
My sister just was sending me pictures literally yesterday. How weird. There I am.
Wait. Oh, you officiated?
I talked.
Oh. Wait.
I did a little.
Shannon?
I did a little thing.
Tell me great how, arms.
You're such a slam piece. What the fuck?
Look at my long hair, y'all. This is just last year.
That's crazy. It's funny
because,
I've never seen you with long hair. I like the short hair.
Wow.
Yeah, what do you think? Femme girl.
God, you're gorge. Like a
Thank
celebrity.
You.
You're like a... like tanned and beautiful, like these
I think
arms
they edited
out.
It like that. It's the edit.
They edited it.
They edited
sure.
it.
They did great.
Sure.
It's not
did
me.
Great work.
It's the edit.
If we bring back the vest, then I can bring back out all my pocket watches.
Stop. Dude. Nobody's asking for this.
How are we talking about pocket watches again? How often do you talk about this?
Actually,
whenever
I'm around
never.
You.
Wait, she never does. This
yeah,
is a Shannon only.
When I yeah, see you, I us. Go pocket watches.
I need to get one. I think that's all though that I really picture. It's just like the outfit thing, but I can't even picture it still. But I think like I would want like a designer I trust to be like,
yeah,
make me something. Make me look like pretty, but also like boy,
yeah,
but pretty,
yeah,
like gender
anyway.
Fluid.
I do feel like you've mastered that look.
I'm trying. It's every day is a new day. I'm like, what? Someone said I dress like Joe from You.
Oh man!
Like on my last podcast episode, I'm like, and then they said in a good way though.
In a good way,
like in a murderous
it's boy
baseball
meets world.
Halfway,
huh.
yeah.
I've been called a trucker a lot recently, which I'm
but
still
kind of
processing.
You kind of calling yourself a trucker?
No,
it's not self proclaimed.
Mm-mm. Oh, those are the comments that we delete.
No, sorry.
Nope, it wasn't me. My burner accounts. I do troll myself. I have another account where I will troll.
Yeah,
myself.
It's fun.
Yeah,
I love that for
That's
you.
Just for me.
I think I've like mastered casual outfits, but yes. The business casual.
But where are like, you going that you need biz cash?
Like sometimes like stupid influencer events where it's like. Not like whatever's in between like black tie and casual. I'm Aritzia. Like, I hate.
You just need like an Aritzia.
That's
top.
All I do.
Yeah,
I do
my whole closet. That's my business casual side.
Same.
That's all Aritzia.
I forget. We're like, literally in your room.
Do you want to go in the closet?
It's right there.
We talked about it. We'll be going over that.
It
later.
Is hard when you are gay, and you want just to wear.
Period.
First of all, it's hard to be gay. When you, I feel like we're really good at like athletic and casual.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you can go super formal, we can kind of get there. But the in-betweens, it's like...
Miserable.
I have nothing. Why am I pulling out suspenders right now? Why am I like, let's put on a bow tie that's casual?
That's
no.
not a casual.
A bolo tie?
I mean, you're in a...
Bolo tie
I feel like right
cool
now
you
are in a bizarre outfit.
I am always in things that are not quite right, but it works for me.
These are Hugh Hefner pajama pants.
Yeah.
Thrifted. Like, with a like REI vest.
You have thrifted pajama pants?
Yeah, I washed them.
Okay.
It's not okay.
The top that matches this exactly. One button missing, two more buttons.
And you bought.
So when I wear it,
boobs out.
It's all tits, which I don't want to have in the first place.
I know.
So I'm walking around just looking at myself like, you fucking, what are you doing here? At my tits. What the fuck are you guys doing here?
You've got to get those off.
I know. It's expensive. I'll get married and then we'll take it from there.
You're going to get married before
you get rid of them first.
Yeah. Oh my God. You guys sound like all the men in my head screaming at me. I have a board meeting of men screaming at me in my head to get my
tits
off.
Get rid of those.
I know, it's hard.
Are you going to CGI them out of the wedding photos?
Probably. Or I'll be binding and then the suit maker will, you know, make them... Hopefully look like they're gone.
Yeah. Get rid of them.
A boob job.
You'll put
a button boob job.
Wear buttons.
I'm going to be wearing 1,000 buttons. But all the buttons are over my nipples. It makes no sense.
Dude.
I'm dead.
We're having fun.
Okay. Wait, when are you getting married?
I'm hoping for November.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I feel like you could get
before
it done.
Before November?
Yes. This July.
I think you could do it like in a month if you wanted.
Isn't there recovery time? You guys are like,
it's like no, a month.
It's not that.
Some people are scared of surgery.
It's Ray.
I had a roommate who had top surgery, and I was there, did the whole thing, and it was like, you could do it.
In and out, snip, snap?
Pretty much. It was not like, I mean, it's a huge deal, obviously,
yeah.
for many, emotional and everything, but like.
Right.
It was not that
part doesn't worry me.
But yeah.
Physically.
That part I'm like.
No, the physical part, I think the biggest thing is like raising your hands over your head, but how often do you need to do that?
All the time. Overhead presses, Arnold presses.
Are you doing those?
Yes.
She does a lot of dunking.
All the time, I'm dunking.
I'm dunking.
She's
That's what I do
doing.
When I see my ex in a bar.
You know what? Worth it.
I heard really? Exes in a bar.
You're like, no.
It's too soon.
Now I'm causing the scene. But also you're like, if you do, it's nice that you'll have a partner because I think that was like a big thing. It's like obviously like changing your shirt and like
you're talking
that
about me, right?
Stuff. Yeah. You have your partner.
But like actually
no,
we're on the road.
Yeah.
I will be with you 24/7.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
weekend.
You guys are so lucky to have each other.
I feel
I
super
know.
Lucky.
It's
I feel
beautiful.
Like it's the fucking best.
I know.
I look at the rest of the world and I'm like, how do you guys get out and live without Mackenzie Goodwin by your side?
You guys.
Tear,
barf.
Like, should I leave now?
Yeah,
no,
we're gonna need the room.
Leave it rolling.
Wait, are you gonna tell them what happened?
Oh my God, about
what?
The camera setup.
Yeah.
Well, I
keep
them
a little morsel.
I keep leaving my camera and my podcast setup at the end of my bed in between every episode, and
so a light, camera, light.
Yeah, and you can imagine if I ever had anyone over to my house in my life. I don't know if I ever have, but if I ever did.
Like, allegedly,
if I did, I have to be like, don't worry, I'm not filming this.
Which makes you really
seem
like
I'm
filming
it.
Yeah.
That's not a camera. That's not a camera.
That's not a camera. We walked in here and we were like, are we live streaming to a foreign country?
Yeah. I'm going to need to break it down. I'm going
to
start doing it. At least take the camera off the tripod.
For sure.
Definitely the camera. And also, this light's huge, man.
But I would leave the lights on.
No.
That's fun.
This is bright for sex.
Yeah, this is giving blue is the warmest color.
It really is.
Oh my god, why did they have sex in the bright light?
I don't know, but
that.
It was
too much spaghetti.
Not enough spaghetti. Not bright enough.
I hated the way that girl ate food.
Yeah, we
it
all
made
did.
Me so upset. I was like, I stop showing me this. Stop
it. Was
it.
Bad.
I'm into it. Wait, what's
people
the,
did like it. I'm I know afraid. A lot of people who liked it, and
well,
I was like,
no. ASMR stuff.
I love to hear
it. Yeah, but it was not hot.
No.
Have you ever seen The Handmaiden?
Yes, the best movie ever.
Okay, thank God.
Rachel's so into the thimble.
The fucking the grinding.
You
the,
love that?
Yeah, I've started to get sex toys that are like hard, and we can freeze them, and then I just want to hear them.
Wow.
Wait. Weird, huh?
Can you explain that?
I'll show you. I gotta show you my freezer, dude.
Rachel's so red.
I'm like, you gotta get in my freezer. No, like, Plinking. Listen, the older I get, the weirder, the more specific the kinks are.
Okay.
You know
you
what I mean?
Be smushed.
Like, I wanna be smushed to almost the point of death.
Yeah.
Smushed?
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Okay, then the ropes?
Yes.
Makes sense. Yeah. You should do, what is that called?
Shibari.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems right for you.
I know.
That seems smushy. Wait, are you still having sex on the floor?
Yeah. We moved to a bed. I literally thought of you.
Rachel.
I had sex in the bed for the first time. I was like, I gotta tell Shannon.
We're getting too close.
Sorry, we are.
Lesbians are way too close with their friends.
I'm so happy that you thought of me.
Yeah.
And how's your back doing?
Better.
Actually better.
You're like, gotta take Shan.
My back is really better. I think I've been fucking on the ground for too long.
Aren't you hot?
Yeah. I wore
you're in a vest.
So many layers. You guys, I have
feel like
two bras on and a long sleeve and a sweatshirt and a vest. And I was like, that's good.
That's good.
So happy.
Did anyone ask questions for us or did they say, who the fuck are those old
no, no, people did ask. Do you want to see? I'll open it.
Oh, I'm scared.
But they're not like it,
the internet's been mean to me lately.
Also, I think we did that for you and Zoe for Largo, and everything that people said, they were like, "Tell Shannon we want to fuck her."
Yeah,
let fun it, Shannon fuck us. It was like
let
so Shannon,
let her.
Yeah,
let her.
We're like,
it says not a cue, but can you and your guests introduce yourself with your pronouns? I'm Shannon Beveridge, and my pronouns are she/her.
Well, you should go first.
I'm Rachel Scanlon. My pronouns are kind of whatever you'd like. They're sure she, sure.
I'm Mackenzie Goodwin. My pronouns are she, her.
If you could write the definition on Urban Dictionary of bottom and top, what would it be?
I think bottom, it would just be a picture of me kind of over describing being a top.
Yeah.
Right?
Just being like, I'm a top, I swear.
I'm top. That's a bottom definition.
And a top? Rihanna? No, she's a
bottom.
Remember
that
she
video?
Came out as
oh
a bottom.
God.
No.
She just posted a video last week for like Fenty. She dropped some more of her clothing for Valentine's Day, which I bought, and
of course
it was expensive. I returned some. Hashtag not sponsored.
Hashtag we need to be sponsored.
Sorry. And she was like, the interviewer was like, are you a top or a bottom? And she goes, a bottom, of course. Disrespect me, is what she said.
I was like,
I can see that though. You know what I mean? Because sometimes like the bossiest people are like
little bottoms.
Yeah, they're like boss me around now.
Yes,
I do think Rihanna gives lesbian energy because ASAP looks like a woman.
Yeah, beautiful woman.
A beautiful woman. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is, I didn't think I would ever talk about this on the podcast.
I'm so excited.
People used to tell me that I look like ASAP Rocky.
Holy
and
shit.
I'm not kidding. I like all the time on
same
Tumblr.
Nose, same eyes.
It's so weird. I have a video.
Can you?
Of my friend made a video of me like morphing into ASAP.
Now that's a good friend.
You guys, it was such a thing. It was such a thing that I kept telling my friend. I'm like, I don't understand. Everyone keeps saying I look like ASAP Rocky. And she was like, that's crazy. And she's like, I'm going to make like a, she made a GIF of me turning into him. And then she was like,
you say GIF.
Love GIF coming
so,
out your mouth.
So sorry. Okay. I didn't know that was the controversial part of the conversation. Not me looking like ASAP Rocky. I'm sorry.
I've never been more hot in my life.
You guys,
I'm
going to
have
really
to burn
hot. This I have a beanie on.
Yeah, what are you doing, dude?
I'm hot, too.
Is this your formal beanie?
This is my formal beanie.
This is my
beanie.
Business beanie. I've got friends coming over. I'm going to light a candle.
Well, do you remember? I think it was Shannon. When Shannon came over, right before, I was like, I'm going to put on like a vinyl.
Yeah, record.
And you were like, she's going to show up and think we're trying to fuck her.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys, you walked in my door and I turned my vinyl on.
No, I know.
Okay, I'm gonna find it and I'll put it in. I'll show you when we get out of here because I feel like it's too fucking hot.
It is.
This episode's awesome.
Yeah, this is good. We covered a lot. You're great at this.
Am I?
Yeah,
it's almost like you've been doing it for what, 10 years or something?
Yeah, that makes sense.
But the YouTube thing is so different. Like, it's so different than this. Really? Everything was so trend-based and, like, there were, like, things, like, so much, like, confined. I don't know how to explain. But you know what I mean? It would be, like, come be on this video and we'll do, like, what, name 10 of your favorite things. Or, like, put things in your mouth challenge. Like, that's
every episode.
But that's, like, the era of YouTube I was on. And then I feel like all YouTubers kind of got stressed when trends stopped being a thing. Because, like, or tags. Like, it was, like, the tags. And when people stopped making them, I feel like we all were, like,
what do we do?
Literally. And then everyone's like, oh, we have burnout.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But I'm like, was it burnout or did the tags go away? Like, we just all only were following, like, some method. And now no one knows what to do. And everyone's just making podcasts. Everyone.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing podcasts. A lot of YouTubers have gone into podcasting.
Everyone. Like. I'm like, I don't think we all need one. No. Hopefully, I do, but
you do
because you have a voice.
Well, the second you even dropped a trailer, people were like, "We want this content." Like, you can tell that people want this, which is great.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Great. I hope. Anyway, okay. Should I end this so we can talk? Yeah. Actually, like,
oh, sure.
I'm like, I want to hear really talk shit when all this the is over.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for watching. Please follow both of these lovely people on all their socials. I'll have them all below. And listen to Two Dykes and a Mic. It's the funniest podcast. It's like my favorite queer podcast. Well, there's three. I have three favorites.
Tell us.
Yours?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Mine?
Yep.
Okay.
And my friend Mal's. Oh, yeah. Made it out. Have you listened? You should listen to us.
It's really good.
Yeah. Anyway, please subscribe and do all those things. And yeah, love you. Hope you like the video. Hope you like the audio. Hopefully it sounds good. Who knows? Did you guys kiss?
I did.
I literally thought you kissed each other, but because I only
heard the third time on the pod.
Yeah. Don't do it.